been around this game a long time, and I'm not putting Taysom in any Hall of Fame or anything like that, but have you ever had a prospect with that kind of skill set? I mean, he looks like a running back. He runs like one.
Probably haven't, coached many quarterbacks as fast as he is. You know, he has true, long speed. So that's a first. But I've had athletic quarterbacks, obviously, in the past. It was like Josh Johnson, even Fitzpatrick was athletic and was fast. But no one with Taysom's speed.
Did you study him before the draft?
I did, actually. We brought him in. He came in at visit. We watched tape on him, with him.
What have you seen here to confirm what you saw? What's different?
Pretty much what you saw on the tape. You're getting a competitive guy that can use his legs as a weapon. It's one of the things we talked about prior to these preseason games is, it's not always going to be pretty with protection. You get different guys working with different guys. So anytime you see green grass, just go ahead and take it. And I think he took that to a new level the other night with the long touchdown run.
What does it mean when a young guy leads a game-winning drive like he did? Does that mean anything extra to you other than just some second quarter touchdown?
Yeah, they're always important. We were down in that game at that point, and he put us ahead. So you definitely weigh at that a little bit more, sure.
How would you rate his arm strength as an NFL level?
Yeah, I think he has plenty of arm strength. He's right there equal with our guys, and without putting a number on it, I don't really know, but I know that the ball carries when he throws it outside the numbers, and when he does push the ball downfield, it has, it's usually on a line. There's not a big bow in the throw, so he has plenty of arm strength.
So how much do you have to, for the third quarterback spot, how much do you have to keep a year or two down the road in mind, and how much as opposed to the here and now?
If you're the player?
If you're making the decision on which guy to go with.
Well, you're just looking for somebody that you think that has a skill set to develop into, something down the road, I think is the big thing that you're looking for in a coach. And I think either he or Joe have not hit that ceiling yet. So there's still room for growth in both of those guys. But you obviously want somebody that you feel like can continue to grow and continue to get better within your system.
Is this what you expected from Hundley?
Yes, yes. Exactly what we expected from him. And I thought, other than the first drive, we had a delay game there. I'd like to see him have a little more awareness. But after that, I thought he was right on the money. And I thought he played really well. He competes, as always, and, he leads. Very good leader in the huddle.
Hi.
How you doing?
Good. I need to get in shape. That was a fast run. I was just asking Rodgers in there, and I'm sorry if this is a repeat. I asked him if he believed that he could go through and not play a single preseason game snap and be 100% ready for the opener. And, of course, he said yes.
Sure.
So I asked him, what are the benefits then for the other 10 guys on the field at once? And he talked about tempo and all those other things. So there's obviously a risk of playing him in games that don't count. But what do you see guys getting out of being on the field with him in these games? What are all the positives that come out of it?
A lot of it, I think, is the communication, how he communicates in the huddle, how he calls the plays. The variance of snap counts is very important for those new guys to hear him. We have quite a few. The tempo of which the ball comes out of his hand on game day, I think, is important. I think Marty can attest to that on that first pass. It kind of got on him quickly. So just getting used to those kind of things that they step up a notch when it goes to game speed with him. I think that's critical for the other guys.
Is we're all spoiled by the 12 men on the field penalties he's able to generate, et cetera, and he kind of admitted that Marty wasn't entirely set. Is that another aspect?
Absolutely. When he has that, whatever the words we use, whenever they hear that word, Marty probably didn't quite register as well as quickly as it did with the other guys that are used to that. So that's another area, just being out there together, they start to learn from him, learn his mannerisms and his, and voice inflection when he needs something. And, all that's just part of working together. He get it in practice, but it steps up a notch in the game.
And even a good reminder for guys that aren't new guys, do they need a kind of refresher with him in games, you think, or not?
No, I don't think so. We try to practice the real situations in game or in practice as well, so we'll have, two or three times this year he's got him with 12 guys on the field in practice, so, yeah.
Did somebody ask about Callahan already? What is Joe's had some really great moments. Obviously, Saturday night did not go the way he would have liked. What's his kind of bounce back personality, ability, and what are you kind of looking for from him? Because now we're all talking about Taysom.
Sure. Yeah. No,
it's the guy we're all talking about last year.
Right, and that's part of it. You know, he didn't have two series here and there with three and out, and. And it just was unfortunate. It wasn't anything that he did wrong that he didn't get to play longer. We had set it on quarters going in. So as soon as the fourth quarter rolled around, it was Taysom's turn, regardless of rep count. So, but, you expect to see him bounce back and perform better in his next outing.